This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. There continue to be conflicting reports as to what caused a Sudan Airways airliner to catch fire after landing at Khartoum International Airport Tuesday night. But most sources agree that at least half the 217 passengers and crew on board were able to escape the burning wreckage. According to scheduling timetables posted on the airline's website, the accident flight appears to be SD-109, inbound from Damascus. Footage from the scene shows the burning wreckage of what looks to be an Airbus A310. While most reports indicate the airliner overran the runway while landing in a thunderstorm, Khartoum Airport Director Youssef Ibrahim told Sudanese television the airliner had landed safely and that the pilot was in communication with ground control when one of the engines exploded and the plane caught fire. We'll provide updates as details become available at www.aero-news.net. Maybe we won't have to wait till 2020 for next-gen after all. Early Tuesday morning, DayJet Corporation signed a memorandum of agreement with the FAA to begin a 5-year phased implementation of proven next-gen technologies throughout Florida in collaboration with the Florida Department of Transportation Aviation Office and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. The agreement could accelerate deployment of next-gen technologies nationally, integrating real-time surveillance and performance data in the air carrier's network control system and setting the stage for automated flight planning and disruption recovery. DayJet's participation is also significant in that it's the first to focus on the safe expansion of airspace outside metropolitan areas via small community airports using modern very light jets. The Salem, Oregon City Council voted to deny a license to Leading Edge Aviation, a helicopter flight school hoping to set up shop at Salem Municipal Airport, also called McNary Field. The council claims the school poses health, safety, and welfare concerns, but the victory by NIMBYs near the airport may be short-lived. FAA spokesman Mike Fergus told the Salem Statesman Journal, the agency is concerned that denial puts federal funding for the airport at risk, quote, from the standpoint it would be a discrimination of access, unquote. Leading Edge VP Travis Worthen said the council's decision went against an advisory board recommendation and advice from staffers. He theorizes, quote, they are waiting for the FAA to force their hand, unquote. The Daily Telegraph reports the pilot of a Garuda Indonesia Airlines flight that crashed on landing in March 2007 may face life in prison. Marwoto Komar was the captain of a Boeing 737-400 that overshot the runway on landing at Yogyakarta Airport in central Java and slid into a rice field. The aircraft burst into flames, killing 21. 119 others escaped with injuries of varying severity. Investigators said Komar ignored repeated warnings from cockpit alarms and from his co-pilot that the jet was coming in for landing much too fast. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee found the pilot was singing during the approach, which was not in accordance with the Garuda Basic Operations Manual policy for a sterile cockpit below 10,000 feet. The report accused the pilot of becoming fixated on completing the landing when a go-around was clearly required. Komar resigned, ending his 22-year career with the airline. International pilot groups have decried any criminal action against Komar, saying the case could establish a dangerous precedent for any commercial pilot involved in a fatal accident. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A new Las Vegas reliever airport is delayed, but will it even be needed? Delta's pilots don't expect to be asked for concessions. And Boeing faces another embarrassing program delay. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is ATP, instructor, and author Karen Kahn, and we'll discuss what passengers could do to improve their own airline experience. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.